Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 5th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2017. Today will be open lines. We don't have any guests scheduled for today. And also, I think that's probably a pretty good format for this show because everybody really seems to enjoy it more than anything else. Okay, Lori will be joining us momentarily if she's not on the line already. A couple of quick things before the calls start coming in. One, I'd like to invite everybody to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Tons of good information there. You can also sign up for our alerts there. This is a system John Moore and I use to put out alerts, stuff you're not going to hear on CNN or Fox. Cost is minimal. All you got to do is go to ruralsurvival.info, click on the red link on the top left-hand side of every page, and you can read all about it. So we think it's a pretty good deal, and apparently a lot of people agree. Also, we have plenty of flash drives in stock. Find out about those survival libraries on flash drive. Again, just go to ruralsurvival.info. There's a picture of a flash drive on the top right-hand side of every page. Click on that. You can see the index of over 1,570 documents and read all about that there. So, I believe Lori is on the line with us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Lori, anything you want to talk about today in particular? I know you've been hammering the articles on gardening and all that. Anything new you found out this week?
No, just found a few more recipes, you know, to go with those nice garden vegetables
okay.
That we've been growing.
Cool. All right, well, let's go over a few things that are going on in the world that people might be interested in.
Okay.
Venezuela. Okay? Venezuela is turning in... I don't know what you call it. It's dysfunctional. It's not working. People are literally starving, all because the socialists have run out of other people's money and they don't have the oil income coming in. Now the price of oil has dropped so significantly. You know, folks, I was in Venezuela. I was actually in Caracas in 77, 78. I'd been down there doing some work for my father. And I'll tell you, it used to be one of the most beautiful places in the world. I love being there. Now I don't think you could pay me to land at the airport to catch another flight somewhere. It has really gotten bad. It's amazing how things change over time. Another thing I've been personally watching is a lot of the talking heads, both in the alternative media and some in the mainstream media, have been using the term civil war. I think that is a bit presumptuous. I believe that particular term really doesn't apply, not in the way that the War of Northern Aggression applied to this country. You know, you've got Alex Jones and Michael Savage both basically saying that if Trump is taken down, you know, and if he's taken down through impeachment, it will be a fake and fraudulent thing. It's still possible, though. But they are saying that if Trump is taken out in that way or assassinated, which here recently a member of the U.S. House said was what the plan was, actually he said take him out. The person doing the interview asked if that was meant impeachment, and he said no, that means take him out. if that was to happen, a lot of people are saying the Civil War would start in this country. I personally don't believe that. It won't be a civil war, at least not between troops. If it's a civil war, it will be between the socialist, leftist, and I'll call a spade, communist snowflakes that believe that living off other people's money is the only way to go and the government should provide everything. And then those of us that believe a man has a right to work for a living and a man can make himself what he wants to be. I think the term civil war is overused. I think it'll be a conflict most likely. I think the cities will still likely burn, but I don't think it's going to be a civil war as such. I could be wrong. I hope I'm not. Or you got any opinion on that? Lori?
Well,
go ahead.
You know what they say? History repeats itself.
It does. Or at least it rhymes, as Mark Twain says. Yeah. Anyway, we've got so many things that are looming out there in the wings that, you know, have the potential to really mess up our lives. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, folks, there ain't no sense about worrying about what's going to happen. But if you're prepared for anything, what's going to happen or when it's going to happen just doesn't make any difference. If you're already prepared, I say bring it on. You know, a lot of people, my friend John Moore and I both are oftentimes asked, when is this all going to happen? I refuse to answer. I don't know. But if you're worried about when it's going to happen, then you're not prepared for what's going to happen. Would you agree with that statement, Lori?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Yeah. Now, folks, being prepared is not exactly as hard as it sounds. You know, I think that my family here is fairly well prepared. There's always something else to do. But, you know, one of the things that John Moore and I agree on is making a list and training. Those two things are very important. You know, here's a suggestion. Take a weekend, you and your family. Shut off your water main. Shut off your electricity. Just for one weekend. And then you can make a list to see what you really need to survive. You know, if some emergency happens, you can always cut your water and power back on. But just try it to see what you need. I think you'd be surprised. You know, Lori and I aren't going to do it because we've lived through it so many times for real. You know, and the reality is, if the power went off and the water went off right now, it'd be a pain in the butt. Sure, I love air conditioning and hot water. But the reality is, we would make it just fine. We've done it. We know we can do it. For those of you that have never gone through a major disaster, I would absolutely recommend trying it one time. What have you got to lose? You know, saving $20 on your electric bill, maybe. So, what's your thinking in that area, Lori?
I think it's a good idea for the folks that haven't been through, like you said, a major disaster or something. I know that when we've been through, like, Hurricane Hugo, and a few other hurricanes from the East Coast.
And ice storms here.
Right. You learn a lot about yourself, about the family as a whole. It does give you that little push of, hey, am I really ready for the next thing that happens? Because, you know, like with Hugo, I mean, we were months without electric, and we did just fine.
Yeah, we did.
And still didn't, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Lori, we got a caller. We got Mark in Florida on line 9. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Hello. I have a question. Got a small yard, small place, want to grow things.
Okay.
And I save the cuttings, preparing dinner and stuff, and save the cuttings from the vegetables. Do you know of a way to speed up the composting process?
Well, if I understand things correctly, Mark, for composting, you need moisture and heat. And I don't, where do you live at in Florida? You don't have to give me an address. Just give me a town.
Fort Myers.
Okay. Sandy soil, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. What I would recommend is take a look online, not to buy, but to see how other people do it. There is a barrel composter I've read about that is supposed to work really, really well. And you could probably build yourself one very cheaply with a 55-gallon drum and a drill and probably a Sawzall. That's one thing I can recommend. The sun heats the barrel. You can add water to it easily for moisture. You don't have to get in there and turn it with a shovel. You just roll the barrel, the way I understand things. That might be something to look at. As far as making it go any faster, I'm not sure, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And the water and plenty of heat and water. I was thinking that I don't want to do too much, but maybe some Epsom salts or maybe some lime. But I want to keep the pH, good,
right,
or neutral. But I was just thinking of the. So I got a bunch of peanuts that I didn't eat in time, so I want them to compost and stuff. And I was just trying to find a faster way to do it. But the water and the moisture seems a major part of the process.
Right. You can always throw in a couple of shovelfuls of horse manure, too, or chicken. I don't know.
Okay.
If you have a small place, I doubt if you have animals, do you?
No, I don't have any, none. No.
Okay, well, you could always buy a bag of manure, from Lowe's or Home Depot or Walmart, wherever they sell it, and add a portion
of
that.
There's plenty of horse down here. There's plenty of horses and cows down here, so I can, not a problem getting manure.
All right, excellent. Excellent.
I'll give it a shot. Thank you.
Can do for you? All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate your call. Next, we go to Dave in Nevada on line 3. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was just listening to what you've been saying about the term civil war, and
right.
I agree with you. It's not going to look anything like what happened in the 1800s. It's not even going to be close. It's going to be extremely... It's going to be kind of what I envision it is, kind of a isolated urban warfare in certain areas. That's what I look at it as. And how far that will spread, I don't know. But
I agree with you.
Yeah. And one of the reasons... why I'm kind of like interested in this is because I don't drive very much anymore. I don't like driving because I don't like, being chased around and getting written up for tickets and having to have a license and all that stuff.
Right.
And I think that's a very major problem in this country to begin with. But, I walk around a lot. So I look at life a little bit differently now that I don't drive.
Right.
And I walk around a lot. And I notice that people are not like aware. They're not they're not alert as to what's going on. And what I think, if you ever get a chance to do it, especially if you're in the city or if you don't get out much, go outside of your house and start walking around, kind of as a habit, and
right.
use your car a lot less, because if you stop using, the less you use your car, you're going to see things differently, and just the way you'll see the way things are laid out a lot differently, and one thing I noticed a lot when I've been walking around is that I noticed the police state a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
You don't notice it as much when you're driving, because you're kind of like insulated inside of your car. But when you're walking around, you actually get to observe traffic and how the whole system, kind of like how the whole system works, and it's a different ball game. But
I'm sure.
I think people should be prepared, because I think we're already in it. We just don't know we're in it. It just has
right,
to be launched.
It came on so slowly. You know,
yeah,
they
it came on.
Frog in a pot of boiling water thing. It has happened so slowly that
it's already here.
You know, right. The way I look at it, Dave, it's like this. I ask myself, okay, if I went to sleep in 1980, okay, the year my wife and I got married, and woke up right now, 37, 38 years later, and watched the news, what would I think? I know what I would think. I'd be horrified, absolutely horrified. But this has come on so slowly, and we've gotten used to it incrementally, that we don't really notice the problems. Do you agree with that?
Yes, we don't notice it, and it's exactly because of that, and that's why it's difficult to for people to understand that we're already there. We're already here
right.
in it. And so it's best just to get prepared and... what was I going to say? With regards to politics, I don't think our government's actually functioning right now.
It's not. It is wholly dysfunctional.
It's not running, is what I'm saying.
You're right. And you know, the funny part is, other countries see that more than the citizens in this country do. I've been reading various
right.
blogs from all over. And, you know, you look at the people in the European Union, you look at the people in Russia. Now, I'm not talking about the governments. I'm talking about people, you know, just like you and me. And they just can't believe how far south this country has gone. They are just amazed that the American people have allowed it to go this far.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the people I've read
about
from Boston.
One last thing I was going to say
sure.
about Venezuela.
Yeah.
I've been following that story a little bit too, and one of the facts that I've heard is that the average Venezuelan has lost 20 pounds.
That is correct. I've
weight.
Read the same thing.
And here's another interesting tidbit that people might want to consider, is that they're using Bitcoin instead of cash, and it's working.
Yes, they are. And the reason for
is
because of the inflation rate being so high, Dave. You know, the value of the bolivar can drop 10, 15, even 20%, which it has in the past, in a single 24-hour period.
Right. And I have a little bit myself, and I don't know if you've looked at the prices recently. It's over $3,000 right now.
Wow. I have a friend that's made some serious money then.
Yeah, and just a couple of months ago, I was telling people about it, and it was under $2,000.
Right, right.
It moved.
Just 6 months ago, what was it? Was only like $900 just 6 months ago?
Yeah, it was around $900, $1,000. So it's already tripled. It's at least tripled within this year.
Right,
and it just moved up. It just moved up about 10% overnight.
Oh, that's incredible.
So, yeah, I mean, the moves in Bitcoin, a lot of people are talking about, they're saying that the moves in Bitcoin are a symptom of currencies breaking down.
All right, Dave, we got to go to our break. It's a hard break. After the break, we're going to let you finish up and then go to Michael in New York. Call-in number,
right.
folks, is 800-313-9443. See you in three.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and it is caller's choice. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And at the moment, we are speaking with Dave in Nevada. Dave, are you still there?
Yeah, so I'm just going to finish up real quick. I think it's safe to assume that, like I said earlier, that we're already here. We're already in it.
Agreed.
And so it's best for people to just prepare and get ready. And I'm urging people, if they don't get out of their house a lot, they should start walking around, because it'll open your eyes to a lot more to what people are like right now, and it just kind of opens your eyes once you get outside your house, and it makes you more aware. People might want to consider actually starting to invest in Bitcoin. It's something that they should at least consider, because, like I said, if they're using it in a emergency situation like in Venezuela, I don't see why not you wouldn't be able to use it in some kind of a similar scenario here. So I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you very much for your call. I greatly appreciate it. Lori does too. Call back anytime. Next, we go to Michael in New York on line 5. Good morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning, sir. Just wanted to make a few comments on a previous topic, but regarding Bitcoin, you know, making money on it, great, everybody love it. However, it's a digital currency, and they want to go cashless, and that, to me, is just a setup for the transition to get everybody acclimated to go in digital currency. And so making money on it, great, but if you think it's the future, when it hits the fan, and that's going to be there for it, that's a grave error. Hard assets, gold, silver, copper coin. Down in Venezuela right now, you'll get way more purchase power with those hard assets than you will with a Bitcoin, because it's tangible. Everybody wants it. They see that beautiful look. You're going to be living like a king or a queen down there if you had that, and you will here too as well. You know, when it all comes together.
I'm not arguing with that a bit.
Right. When it all comes together and it hits the fan, and especially with power outages, your computers are down, what's the Bitcoin? How good will digital currency be to you at that point? Right? Because you have to have computers running.
That is a consideration. That's absolutely a consideration, Michael. Now, I have talked to people that have invested in Bitcoin, and actually they agree with you. But these people that I have talked to also have the wherewithal to have the gold and the silver also,
right,
as well as Bitcoin. They're just covering all their bases.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I'm all for that. If you have the means of profiting off that right now, God bless you. That's great. Use it to your advantage. But for everybody listening, if you don't have the physical, tangible, true money in your possession, converting whatever you have of your wealth into that so you're ready, then you're going to get burned severely, because the digital currency won't be there, and or it'll be totally controlled once they get everybody totally acclimated to it and established as the new mode of currency. There's no more cash, no more physical at all. We're done for. those devils, that's exactly what they want, so they can burn us real bad. Aside from that, regarding composting, to the gentleman down there, and I think it was Texas. In Florida. Okay, very good. Thank you. Now, the ideal, fastest way to compost is earthworms. That's what you need. And the other technique is just put a pile together of the organics, get a bunch of earthworms in there, and throw a tarp over it. If you don't have the barrel method, you want to keep it real simple, you throw a tarp over it, let that moisture build right up. If you need to add the moisture first, wet it down with a non-toxic chlorinated type of water, and throw a tarp over it. And with the earthworms, you'll have beautiful hummus in no time. And so that's the key, earthworms. And regarding the Civil War, it won't be.
Michael, we got a break, buddy. Please hang on through it. I love talking about Civil War. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a moment. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and it is caller's choice. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we are speaking with Michael in New York. Michael, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
And
you,
so
you mentioned something about the Civil War, Michael.
Yes, sir. Regarding the upcoming Civil War, if we go that way, if they don't get the World War going where we get invaded, then it'll ultimately come down to, you know, a Civil War. But it definitely, like you were saying, won't be anything like the first one where it's North versus South. It will be the North and South versus the federal government and all those seeking to impose upon us the one world government system. That's what the Civil War will be all about. If we go back to when we had Slick Willie as president in the 90s and that questionnaire sent to the Marines at 29 Palms in California, asking them if they're willing, asking them if they're willing to shoot Americans if they don't give up their guns, if they're willing to wear a UN uniform, etc. So clearly, and then all the reports after that with FBI and other federal agencies stating that Americans that are constitutional-oriented or Christian-oriented are the enemies. And so, therefore, it'll be the true Americans that are constitutional-republic-oriented as well as Christian. We will be the uniting force in this country
to overthrow the domestic enemy as well as the foreign agents controlling our governments, whether it's federal level or state level, to restore the constitutional republic. And the good news is this upcoming war will reunite the North and the South in common bond and heal the old wounds from that first Civil War as we finally overthrow the tyranny emanating through those that are controlling our governments right now, trying to impose this global one-world government, cashless, antichrist system upon us.
Michael, that was very, very well said, sir. And I couldn't agree with you more. The only thing I'm kind of skeptical about that you said, and I understand that it is the ideal thing for those old wounds to be bound that occurred in the war between the states, or the war of Northern Aggression, or Civil War, or whatever you want to call it. I have met many, many people from the North. Most of my family is not only from the South, but I'm talking deep South. The values are so different. In my mind, they might be insurmountable. But I do hope you are right, Michael, that, you know, those old wounds can be bound. I've gotten along with people from the North all my life, and some things I just choose not to discuss with them. That's the easy way to keep from starting a fight. But, you know, I absolutely agree with what you're saying.
I understand your points, and they're valid, and it's all due to the controlled education system dumbing everybody down about the true history of this country. And
I agree.
And so we, through that social engineering programming that they've instilled upon everybody going up through the government schools these days over the last so many decades. Yep, so there's the concern. But when it all comes down to the ultimate restoring of the republic and trying to wipe out the enemy, that's going to be the unifying force that will separate all the true Americans that are patriots and true Christians against everybody else, whether they're in the North or the South. And it's not going to be nice. For years, I used to tell friends, like, yeah, that's, you know, they're nice people, but when the day comes, we're going to have to take them out because they're not us. They're not Americans
right
anymore. They don't want to be free. They're not real Christians. They're because of their apathy, we're in the mess we're in. And so,
exactly.
Yep, it'll be a cleaning house, North and South, when this all comes down by all those that are like us. And there's more of them, all in all, than there are of us, like it was during the Revolutionary War, for sure. But the
right.
This country, this constitutional republic, is the apple of the good Lord's eye. No matter with all the faults it has, the good Lord has plans for this republic, and it's greater than the people occupying the land right now. And so all those align with the good Lord's vision, as George Washington even narrated after
right
the vision of Valley Forge. All those aligned with the good Lord will be victorious because the good Lord never loses.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. You're 1,000% correct on that, Michael. And I have no problems with anything you've said. Absolutely not. In fact, I think we're in total agreement. I'm just, you know, curiosity only makes me wonder what this is going to look like. Sometimes I think it might be a conflict between the rural areas and the urban areas. Sometimes it makes, I think that perhaps race will be a big factor. And then I look at the Islamic problem, and maybe that'll be a big, at least, contributing factor. So I don't know what this is going to look like, but I still maintain if you're prepared, it's not really something to worry about. What happens, happens.
Yes,
well,
and yes, I agree. And all those variables you mentioned, they're all going to be coming into play. But what will be the discerning factor in all of that activity will be those that are us, that want to be free, understand the constitutional republic, its purpose, why it came into being, and
and also the Christian heritage that is behind that versus the rest. And yeah, these Muslims, they'll have to all be taken out. And a lot of the Jews that are Hasidic and all these that are trying to impose their crap on us, no, we're a Christian country. We're not Judeo-Christian. In fact, a lot of these Jews are supporting the Muslim invasion, proving it's a Judeo-Islamic activity. They're not Jew. We're not. We have nothing in common with Judaism. And as far as now, here's ultimately the big picture, because they want to destroy us because they need the one world government system, and our country's in the way still. Nobody's known had a sense of freedom more than Americans, and we go back compared to the current generations where there was more freedom back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s than the kids ever experienced through the 90s. And so what they plan on is, if it goes civil war, all their pawns on the chessboard, these Antifa and all those, which are the true fascists and all that, it's all upside down, right, of course. But they're pawns on a chessboard. And when push comes to shove and we finally had enough, as they try to just take our freedoms away and we had enough, so when that event happens and the war breaks out, if it goes civil war, then they're in position waiting for the day when their pawns are getting wiped out, which won't take long. And then they're going to cry to the United Nations, the Soroses, the Rockefellers, the Schumers, and all these traitors and domestic enemies and foreign agents. They're going to cry to the United Nations that these crazy Americans that want guns, that are Christian and constitutional-oriented, look at them. They're violent. We want peace. We got to get the UN army to come in and establish peace. That's their ultimate move in their strategy when that day comes. That's what we have to be ready for. As we clean house here with all this riffraff that's un-American, then they're going to come in with the big world army and try to just wipe us out. That's their plan.
Well, Michael, I got one comment to that. A very good friend of mine told me something that's always stuck with me. Blue helmets make wonderful targets.
You got it. Exactly. That's right. Exactly. And I used to say that for years, too, when I used to do a lot of swimming pools in the 90s. And so I used to tell my helpers, like, there's these little picks for fine-tuning the ground for leveling. And they're mini picks. And I'd say, hey, give me that blue helmet buster. And the guy's like, what are you talking about, Mike? I said, that right there. Well, what do you call it, a blue helmet buster for? And I said, oh, because when the day comes and they take our guns and the U.N. Army's trying to take us over, I'll be busting their helmets open with these tools right here. And then taking their guns. Yes, but that's right. That's exactly the strategy. This is what they're working towards, a U.N. Army justification for a U.N. Army invasion, which would be a world army, of course. And that's we all have to be anticipating as the ultimate enemy we're going to be fighting.
Well, yeah, I agree. You know, there's a lot that can happen between now and that point, but I think that point will ultimately be reached. I'm not sure by what means or method, Michael, but, I'm very much in agreement with you. You know, I'll tell you one thing that could do it. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, that the sun released an EMP, not necessarily an enemy, but just the sun, took down our power grid. Do you know how fast the UN would be in here to keep order, to, quote, help us on humanitarian missions? You know,
exactly.
That right there is scary enough.
Yes, it is. And that's why, again, the traitors in our government that would allow foreign troops on our soil. Remember after Katrina, when we had that loser homo GW as president, and he went finally down there, 2 weeks after the event? He had, Mexican armies behind him? Well, he gave a speech, not you, American soldiers. Okay, so they're showing us that they're going to allow foreign troops on our soil, which is total treason. And so this is why we have to get our troops home, because they're going to use the excuse, all our troops are abroad keeping peace, so we'll have to use the UN troops to keep peace here. That's how they'll play that one, and that's why we have to demand our troops home to prevent that from ever happening.
Well, I agree with you, and having a son in the Army, I hope he never deploys overseas again. He did 19 months in Afghanistan. It was a hell of a wake-up call. He can say he did it, but, you know, I'm glad he doesn't have, or most likely won't have to go again. You know,
right.
He can only campaign just so many times.
Yes, but you see, they're deploying all our troops abroad constantly, so they're never home protecting, you know, home.
Right.
They're not going to be here to protect home. It's total setup. And, of course, they're also serving the bidding of the United Nations control, world controllers to take out all the governments in the other, in the, around the planet so that they can install their UN regimes in these countries so that those countries are under their wings as well. That's how they're using our military and our resources. And at the same time, they'll leave in our home vacant, our country vacant of our own military. And, I mean, that's a setup all the way.
Right. Well, actually, you know, as far as percentage of troops, Michael, we don't have that high of a percentage overseas. You know, combat troops, yes, it's a high percentage. But, you know,
right.
I think the thing that a lot of people, including myself, had a tendency to forget, if somebody's in uniform, they might not be training for combat, but they are still, you know, have some basic training to defend and hold, be it an installation, an objective, a target, whatever, an asset. So we're not completely defenseless.
Gotcha. Okay, that's a good point, and I appreciate that. That clarifies it a bit, but you, again, make it clear that the really experienced combat military personnel, they're abroad. The guys here, they don't have that
experience.
Yep. Right. Right. So their reliability is going to be limited compared to those guys abroad that really know how to get the job done.
Oh, you're absolutely correct on that, Michael. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I go back to my original premise that, you know, if you're as prepared as you can be, you know, that's a big headache off your mind, especially if you've got children and a wife and all that. You know, you don't have to worry about all this too much. We can't, you know, you and I can't prevent World War III. Or whatever, or a civil war. You and I can't do it. But what we can do is encourage people to be as prepared as they can be. You know, that's
yes,
the way I look at it. What do you think?
I agree 100%. And that's what, you know, for a long time now, at a little level, I've been doing the same thing. Just, you know, when I used to do a lot of pools again, for example, I come in property and you see these huge lawns all well manicured and say, hey, that's all nice, but where's your garden? Where's your fruit tree?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I mean, you got to be kidding here. It's not, you know, in the old days, Americans used that land to be productive and have a nice little display for, you know, the nice lawn and the flower bed. That's all great, but they would still utilize a good section of their land for production, food production. These people today, they're so oblivious to it. So I do my best over the years to try to wake them up into being independent as possible, especially with the GM foods now and all the poisoning with the Roundup in the foods. You have to grow your own if you really want to be healthy. So it's a good approach to make people start thinking again about learning how to grow food. But, yes, independence, you see, that's what it all comes down to. And knowing how to be independent, and they've cultivated that out of the Americans over to so many generations.
You're right. I mean, I look at the small town we live in, Salem, Missouri, where we actually live outside the town. But it's interesting. I worked on the police department here for all 3 or 4 years when we first moved here. You could always, almost always, tell the age of the people that lived in the house that you were going to by how big or how extensive their garden was in the backyard. Now, it's only the elderly that have gardens in their backyard. You know, and it's the younger generations, you know, everybody uses Walmart. So, you're absolutely correct. It's been bred out of us.
Well, by design.
Right, exactly.
Right. They want us weak and dependent so they can steamroll right over us when that day comes.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they, in order to really make it a fast process when that day comes for them, they have to take our guns away. That's why they're constantly creating scenarios to justify why we have to be disarmed. It's so obvious, but that's one, you know, with all the shortcomings that a lot of these Americans have today of being unified, independent, they still own guns mainly for hunting and stuff like that, for that kind of survival and independence, and they'll never be able to take that away from us, that's for sure.
Hey, Michael, we've got a break. You're welcome to hang on through the break. Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 800-313-9443. See you in 3 minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning. You are listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And it is caller's choice today. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And at the moment, we are speaking with Michael in New York. Michael, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
Okay.
Where were we, Michael? I had to take a break for a second away from the phone, and I forgot where we were at, buddy.
Well, sir, we were just discussing how the country has been steered away from being independent, and even knowing how to do basics like growing your own food on your own yard, in your own property, which is quite amazing. And sometimes helping friends and educating them on all that, and they're like, it's amazing when you hear, well, how do you start a seed? How do you, you know, I was like, you don't know how to germinate a seed? That's how bad it is.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely correct. I am so thankful that Ori and I have taught our kids and some of our grandchildren, at least, how to garden, how to hunt, how to fish, how to basically make do when there's no surfaces available. You know, some people would probably look at Ori and I as very hard taskmasters when our children were little. But everything we did was, quote, or not quote, I mean, everything we did was for the family's overall good and survival. You know, we didn't treat our children like slaves, but then again, we didn't want them to sit around playing with their video games and all that. We taught them how to help a sheep, lamb. We taught them how to butcher a cow or hog. We taught them how to start a garden and, you know, about fertilizer and minerals and stuff like that. We taught them all this. Now, they would be considered in this society, I believe, as an oddball because they still know how to do these things. But the bottom line is I don't worry about them if everything goes to hell. They will be able to take care of themselves. I'm not bragging. That's just the way Ori and I decided to raise them. You know, they know how to can vegetables and fruit and meat. You know, they know all these things. And, you know, compared to their peers, they're head and shoulders above them as far as their knowledge of taking care of themselves.
Yes, that's what you call wise parenting, which is rare to encounter these days as well. And which, again, brings us to another aspect of the Americans being no longer knowing how to be independent and self-providing, but they're also very soft. They can't even, they don't even know what work really is anymore.
No, no. And they lack the basic skills just to get along. My wife and I went on our first vacation in probably 20, 25 years down to Florida. It's been, I guess, 2, maybe 3 years. And I was surprised at people I met that would call an electrician literally to change a light bulb, much less know how to wire the house or barn or whatever they're building, you know.
Right.
And
right.
Just things like that. All right, Michael, we're coming up on top of the hour break. You're welcome to hang on if you want. Folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The